This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Piping hot right off the skillet, just like we like it. 9 a.m. sharp in the nation's capital, and we welcome you to Overtime. DOC on a hot microphone. Mad Max coming off a scalding week as he's been up on the varsity all week and the boy's been throwing nothing but high, hard fastballs. We'll get to more of Max and his week up with Cock-a-doodle-doo. But we are honored today to bring in Dr. Holder, who is, again, in weekends. First of all, Lou, thank you for sharing your time. Do you take a day off at least once a month?
Nah, there's no such thing like that in our business, man. There's time to rest after we done.
Okay, yeah, I figured that. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Listen,
I rest every day, but I don't take a day off. How about that?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand, man. A man who sleeps standing up, I get it.
I'm I'm grinding and grateful. Somebody told me that, and I'm stealing it. I'm grinding and I'm grateful.
And I say this with all sincerity and honesty, that how lucky are we? The Super Bowl is over. We're supposed to be in a state of depression. And yet, this is one of the more fulfilling weeks following the Super Bowl, following the end of what we all totally enjoy to the utmost, unless we are in it and have won it. And yet, I can't remember a week that had this type of excitement in a number of different areas, some more formative, some more familiar than others. But I couldn't wait to get a man who has a worldly perspective on sports. And it's not just the Big Four. And I'm not saying anything against the people just in the Big Four, football, basketball, baseball. But my goodness, this oyster is wide open now. I watched a two-hour doc on women's flag football and could not get enough of it. So proud of a lot of things that we're moving forward on. But when these things get intricate like this, I go, Holder, got to get his take on it. So what really raised your peak? What had your work pad out? What did you see this week that made you want to go,
So I got to start with the young boys at the College Park. I mean, that's making me go, because yes. I haven't seen this buzz out in College Park, Maryland in a long, long time. And, you know, just everything that you check off the boxes, you got a McDonald's All-American that stayed at home. That was the big deal. When is the state of Maryland going to get one of these kids to stay at home, right? Mm-hmm. This kid, Derek Queen, he is the rookie. He's going to be the freshman of the year in the Big Ten. There's not anything that this young man cannot do on a basketball court. He's 6'10". He can pass. He can defend. He can dribble. But it's not just that. The whole starting five was in double figures against USC. They are worth the price of admission. And my goodness, Sparty, Sparty is in the building on Wednesday. So, Doc, you got to go. I'm going to make sure that if you can make it, I mean, the game's sold out, but you got to go. You got to, I mean, Izzo, Willard in his just third year. I mean, this is what, again, if you take out the Washington football team, which unifies everybody because of what you did and what the Hogs and Riggins and Daryl Green and Joe Jackson Gibbs, and the list goes on and on and on and on. After that, basketball is king in this area, right? It's in the water. Jimmy Jenkins wrote that documentary. It is so true. The amount of basketball talent that comes out of this area, from the high schools with Morgan Wooten to the colleges with John and Gary and Lefty, and now, I mean, it's just it is built into the system here that basketball is king here. And Maryland and Georgetown, they're like the crown jewels. I mean, and the run that George Mason had, you know, when I was back in the day, I mean, basketball is just king here. And to see, you know, the one thing that the Big Ten wanted to bring in Maryland, and they wanted to bring in Rutgers to get the Washington, D.C. market and the New York market. And when it comes to basketball, that's what everybody has been waiting for Maryland and Rutgers to do their thing. And right now, I told you before, catch these Terps when you can. They're going to be a hard out in the tournament. They're now 20th. They won 21 games, and the building is just electric. But it's Gillespie, it's Rice, it's Selton Miguel, it's Juju Reese. I mean, it's all of them together that is making me go, that this is something that you need to watch. And it can't get no better than you can't get no better than Sparty coming in here. Izzo is just Izzo. And what Michigan State, they never have a bad team. So to have those two ranked teams in College Park, and the celebrity factor that now we're going to add Doc Walker to the video screen, where you see, finish. You're gonna deflect, but they're going to show on the screen Buck Williams. They're going to show Scott Van Pelt. They're going to show Gary Williams, and they're going to show Doc Walker.
They're going to show Kevin Sheehan. You know, Sheehan, I'm so happy for Kevin, because Kevin has Maryland in the Final Four every year. And it's so – and the other thing I'm thrilled about, and no shade on the fact that the Hoyas have turned it around. Mason is rolling. I mean, there's a buzz, a genuine buzz. Hell, last night – I was watching Les Wizards de Bolé, and I was encouraged. I actually felt like and hoped and thought that they would win.
Yeah.
And that's how encouraged I am. You know, I'm that encouraged. It's like a helium. Whenever hoops, and it just didn't have to be hoops, it's just this area. Yeah. And, of course, the burgundy and gold after fact that it has established a positive vibe. And one more thing on Queen. You know, another thing that I'm so pumped up about him, like JD5, he's smooth, as Stewart would say, is the other side of that pillow. He's not overwhelmed. He's not lost his mind. He was raised well.
Yeah.
You know, he's not waking up at 4 a.m. in the morning to check, see how many likes he has.
Yeah.
How cool is it to see a young dude that has poise?
Yeah. And, again, like I said, don't get used to, because he's gone. He's going to be a lottery pick. So the thing that Kevin Willard said is that for the first month and a half of the season, he was playing against fifth-year seniors. And he hasn't really had a chance to play against freshmen and sophomores, but he's dominating everybody. Freshmen, sophomores, fifth year seniors. I mean, this boy is nice. He's nice.
Bringing it up the floor, dude.
It's just fun to watch. It's really, really fun to watch. And again, there's so much good basketball, But those are the games that I attended this week that made me say, that, you know what, if you get a chance, get in the building, if you still can find a ticket, and if you can't, watch this thing, because this Maryland-Michigan State has the potential to be, when it comes to Big Ten, I'm so glad, actually, in a way, that it's expanded. So we got to see the UCLAs and the USCs and the Oregons and the Washingtons, teams that we wouldn't see on a regular basis.
Well, the ACC, and he's admitted it, that, but this is the, they had to move forward. And they're into the big time. I mean, this is great. It's everything, and I still believe that they're going in the right direction with locks, and what locks needs is what Hoops has, is that five star to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And guys to stay here. They're here. They're just not staying. If they stay and produce, then he can get them exactly where he wants to get them as well.
Yeah. I mean, Jay Wright, 2 years ago, Jay Wright, the Villanova coach, was asked about the talent here in the Washington, D.C. area in the DMV, because he's come down here and swooped many a talent out of this area. And he said there's no better mixture of basketball talent, parental involvement, range, and coaching than in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, I'm coming from the Philadelphia area where we had Kobe and Richard Hamilton and Jameer Nelson and Rasheed Wallace, and I thought basketball was good there. I came down here. My goodness, there is somebody of influence every single year that's coming out of the DMV. Either they played in Maryland, or they went to in the area, or D.C., or Virginia. That young man at Paul VI. I mean, the WCAC tournament is getting ready to start this weekend. Let me tell you, starting today, and ending on Monday at American. There's no better conference for basketball in the entire country. So the future is bright, and it remains bright, and it is in the water. It's in the water. So between the WCAC and the championships on Monday, and then Maryland and Michigan State on Wednesday, and then all the other tournaments, the CIAA is going on in Baltimore this week. So it's hoops time, baby. It is hoops time, and it's fun. That's what's driving us, because there used to be a time, because after the football season, it would drop off for a minute in the college because they're just still finding their way. Though everybody's excited now. You could have multiple teams getting at-large bids and winning their conference tournaments to get into this thing. And then you know what March brings, brother.
Yes, indeed. Lou Holder, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. I just love hearing the excitement in your voice. I love it. I know, I mean, Sheehan has just been, and of course the Burgundy and Gold return, he's back. We got him back and dunked in Burgundy and Gold, but he's a hoopster, and he's a Terp. And to hear him now, and this is legit, this is real, and you're right, it's the guard play, and even more so than that, it's their commitment defensively.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not giving up easy buckets. They're into this thing. And then, of course, with Maryland, it's always been that atmosphere. And the timing of these games does matter because of that, our beltway and all the stuff we got to deal with, but the atmosphere, that's what the coaches there have always had that as a chip.
Mm-hmm.
But the other reason why Holder's been on my mind, and I know G in the shop, he'll hear about this because he's asleep, but he will really, really be thrilled. When I saw Canada and USA, this Four Nations Cup, man, because you have that worldly perspective because of the great game. And I just wondered what you thought. Now, we've heard, and it's been a topic all week in what we do in every chat box in the country, how close it similarities to Olympics. Our boys, they play out. Team USA, they ball out. They go for it. They don't slack. But the All-Star game, for the most part, is a farce. So I don't know, are we fair? Is it fair to compare the two? Because they're not the same.
Yeah, well, first of all, this USC game, the basketball game, was like an 8:30 tip. So we're sitting there, all the media members, whether they want to admit it or not, had one eye on the game, and they had another eye on this championship, this Canada versus USA. 9.3 million people were watching this thing. I mean, they called it four, but really it was Canada and United States, and they had to put in two other countries or whatever. They need to have a conglomeration of the whole European thing maybe together, but really, I mean, it was yeah. set up that the USA would play Canada. The thing goes into overtime. We go and do our press conference with Kevin Willard and the players. We come back out, and it's still going on. And we're writing our notes and doing all of our work, all the reporters, and the thing is going on. They even showed when the USA scored a goal, they put it up on the screen in the Xfinity Center while the basketball game was going on. So don't tell me that country and don't tell me it doesn't mean anything. It still means something. I think they're on to something with this with that format. I loved it. And you talked about your experience with Al Kokin and how you got into hockey, and I mean, it's great. It's better to see it in person than it is on TV, because agreed. to see what these guys can do on skates with that hard disc on lightning speed. Phenomenal. The sniper mentality that a Nicky Backstrom had in his day, and just watching it, you really have an appreciation up close how quick and how talented these individuals are. I mean, I'm just amazed, and I think it was great. That one, they're on to something. The other exhibitions, we talked about it. Like you said, it's farce-like. But these guys wanted to play. They fighting, they competing, country versus country. They on to something there. I mean, I was one of those 9.3 million.
Yeah, I loved every moment of it. And but the question, I know you've been asked a lot. I don't know if it's even been a topic in your studies or with your students, but every one of the quote all-star games is in critical condition and need immediate help. And I think the NBA is the most critical right now. And at this time of the year, we need solutions. And I think it's, in my opinion, it's up to the fellas to fix their own game.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it is. Because when Magic and Bird played, I mean, they took the All-Star game seriously. They played in it. They dunk contest, the 3-point. They were participating. And they gave it to Mike, and Mike rolled with it. Mike gave it to Kobe. Kobe rolled with it. And now who? That's right. I'm including you all LeBron people. Now what? I mean, the thing has lost its luster with this particular group of stars. Kobe broke his nose in the All-Star game. Like, I mean, they wanted to play in it. And not only play in it, they wanted to dominate. And there wasn't a couple of days off, right? It was like, look, I'm going to show you why I'm an All-Star. I'm better than you. I'm the best in the world, and I'm going to show you right now. I'm going to D you up right now. Kobe to Mike, I'm going to D you up right now. I got six. I'm going to D you up right now. They talking. I don't see that. You're right. That's the most critical, because it's just become like great adventure. Like, it just becomes like carnival ride. It's like there's no real buzz to watch it. We talked about this last week. I was not compelled to watch that. Not at all. None of it. I could have done without all of it. But that hockey, I was watching while I was at a basketball game. I admit it. I was doing both. That caught my attention so much that at a game that I was at, I was peeking at another, not a regular season game, not a playoff game, not the Stanley Cup. I was peeking in at an exhibition game, and that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, this Saturday overtime, I thought it was important to get your take on that. Of course, the NFL, the draft, everything's going to mock draft. The two experts in the country are standing, and she and Ben will join us at 10:30, and the Honorable Al Galdi. Now that the Yankees can have beards, I can't wait to get his opinion. He will join us at 11 o'clock. Dr. Holder, Black History Month, week, year, whatever they decided to be that they will ration out. But I wanted to get your perspective on it before we go to break.
No, I appreciate that. Again, I didn't want to let this month go by and, you know, just shed some light and honor on two individuals that both of us are familiar with, that are Black history to me and Black history to everyone. And first I'm going to start with John Thompson. I mean, when I'm watching this basketball and I think about Big John, you working with him, what a joy and what a treat that was. I remember when I first got into the market, he was listening to one of my broadcasts at Fox, and he came up to me and, you know, he cursed at me. He said, I like what you're doing, young man, but don't bleep this up. Right. And when John Thompson cursed at you, it was like a term of endearment. I was like, yo, exactly. John cursed at me. He liked me. He said, don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. And to see him, what he did and how his stuff still resonates throughout all of college basketball, I will always give reverence to that man and what he endured and what he did, and even his broadcasting afterward, just the aura, not just in size, but just in knowledge and just in looking out for people. John Thompson is at the Mount Rushmore for people, for me, that I've actually watched and covered and actually worked with. So, I mean, I know you can co-sign that to every single pen stroke because of your experience. And then the other one is Doug Williams. So let me tell you this, Doc. I think when they ask me, people have asked me about most valuable, and let's go back over the superlatives of the season. And I'm telling people, I say, hey, look, the most valuable player for me on the football team this year was Bobby Wagner because of all the stuff that he did, the intangibles, especially during that 3-game losing streak, how he pulled that team, some of the talent that he pulled that team, and he pulled them together to get that ship right. There's so many things that Bobby Wagner did that, to me, I think he's one of the more significant free agent signings that this franchise has ever had, considering time and space. But the most valuable person in that organization for me was Adam Peters. And what Adam Peters did soon after he got that job, I don't know if he did it in concert with Dan Quinn after they got Dan Quinn, but what they did as far as bringing Doug Williams back into the building to be a mentor to Daniels, to Jaden Daniels. And Jaden Daniels, the first game of the season against Tampa Bay, shows up in a Doug Williams jersey. And the multiple times that you saw them hugging on the sidelines, that was an investment policy that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters knew that they were going to need. And what a wealth, a living legend that was disrespected by the last ownership group. And that new ownership group came back in and restored that man to where he belongs, in the front office, being a mentor. And he's the Jaden Daniels is now experiencing and is able to lock in to something that RG3 didn't have, to something that Dwayne Haskins didn't have, to something that Jason Campbell didn't have. None of those people had a Doug Williams that was respected giving insight. The reason why Jaden Daniels was what he was this year was not only all the stuff that we heard about coming in, and it was because he had a mentor. Nobody knows better how to play being a black quarterback in Washington, D.C. than Doug Williams. And I'm telling you, he's the unsung hero that people are not talking about for this football team. And the investment that they made bringing Doug back so he can mentor not only him, but all the others in there. But obviously the quarterback is the most important position on the football field. I'm telling you, that's black history for me. We will never forget what Doug Williams did on the field, but what he is doing off the field with the Legacy Bowl this weekend and HBCUs and now what he's doing, just giving his knowledge and his expertise to people like Jaden Daniels. I mean, you can't talk about it enough. And I said, and
not only there, Lou, not only there, but the entire National Football League needs to open its eyes and realize what happened to him back in Tampa. And then what he had to endure, let's go all the way back, and we could do a whole 3 hours on this, and they act like that didn't happen. And then to do what he did and persevere and never complain about it and never throw them under the bus. And then to go on the field and ball out?
Class.
And if that's not gold jacket worthiness, then it's all a farce. Lou, if I want to keep this gig, I got to go get the commercial. And so I appreciate you. God bless you, man.
Thank you for letting me share.
You're an asset, brother, and I appreciate you. And I just know that Butch McAdams.
I'll see you Wednesday.
I know the coach is smiling right now. All the coaches are smiling right now, and we'll chat. Thank you.
All right, take care.
That is, I know Coach would say, simply one of the best. Take it away, my friend Max, and we'll come back. I'll make it up on the other side.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, mock draft time. One of my favorite times of the year when I get to hear Sheehan and Standick go start arm wrestling over who will get the best mock draft. And, of course, Kevin will come up with the mock schedule and blow him away. But be fun. Standick will join us. And the return of the Honorable Al Galdi. Pitchers and catchers, you know I'm a sucker for baseball. And, and this just... it's kind of like the seasonal change. One thing you are deprived of when you're on the West Coast is seasonal change. And people say, oh, I'll take 72 every day. Thank you very much. But there is something real smooth about seasonal change. As long as you don't get caught on the cold side or the frosty side, the ice side of it. And in veritably, at some point, you will. Everybody kind of does. But I do get it. for people that are attracted. And as 10 Beatrice used to say, God love you. I'm happy that you like being cold. Because if you didn't, all the real warm places would be overpopulated. So thank goodness that you've adapted. I always kid Carpenter by the Wolverines. I said, I feel sorry for y'all that was stuck in this. And thank God you adapted to it. I always felt the Rose Bowl was a distinct advantage for the West Coast team. The Big Ten comes out, and here it is, 80 degrees, 82 sunshine. They just left a refrigerator. They thaw out and come out there and usually lose. And I thought they should have made the West Pac-12, Pac-8, Pac-2, whatever, go back and play in that iceberg. And it would have been a hell of a difference. But, of course, they did it for revenue, not because it was the right thing to do. And, you know, things happen. But we've got so much going on. And to me, the thing that tipped the iceberg was Canada beating the U.S. in overtime in the Nations Cup. Every once in a while, we get it right. They nailed this thing.
Yeah.
They nailed it.
I couldn't envision a more perfect ending than this game being tied at two, going to overtime. And I mean, I'm blaming Auston Matthews and Jack Hughes for losing the one guy you can't lose in front of the net. Like you can't leave Connor McDavid wide open with nobody near him.
But wasn't it fitting though? I mean, had Gretzky been in the game, he'd have scored. Had Ovi been there, he scores.
Yeah, best player on the ice is going to score.
Yeah, but wasn't that right? See, that's the only thing that made I could live with that.
Yeah.
Because what he did was, I saw Sid the Kid in fade mode. And I saw this dude, he's that dude.
Yeah.
And me, again, as a guy sitting in the lower bleachers of the hockey following, I'm going, okay. I watched the Cup. I've watched him. I've heard about him. I'm listening. The Rooster will be proud of me. Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That he will.
He will be proud of me. Because I'm locked in. You couldn't pull me off of this. I was like, I can't believe how lucky I am. What did I love about it? The intensity. I mean, these guys, they played like the intensity of the pickup game. And I hope a lot of you all understand. I know in this video, and you youngins don't know what the hell I'm talking about at all. Because you don't go out and play on the blacktop. You don't just go out and play pickup. You don't play nothing but video games. But those of y'all that remember going to a park and actually playing pickup, how long you actually were out there playing. How hungry you were. Out there playing. Nobody had any water. Who had a water bottle with them? Nobody. You had to hope you could get to a drinking fountain. And Max is looking around, what the hell is a drinking fountain?
I'm not that old.
And they play for hours.
I'm not that young. Hold on.
Max,
I know what a water fountain is.
Max, when the last time you drank water out of a drinking fountain?
Probably before COVID, if I'm being honest.
Okay, but my point is that cats, and then they listen and they understand what I'm saying. They just be out there hooping. I love it when Walt Williams joins. Walt the Wizards, man, he's a hooper. They hoop.
That they do.
They don't even have to have a reason. They hoop. And now you trying to convince me that that group, now that they got paid, and now they don't want to hoop? Hell, them hockey guys go, give me ice. All I need is a hard surface. They came out there and played, man, like they was in the backyard playing against at a barbecue. I loved it. The passion was amazing. All we want you to do is care. And if you don't care enough making a fortune, then we got no hope. I can't save you. What your behind needs to do is come out here and deal with society for a minute. Then you'll be running your butt back on that court playing hard as hell. They just need a dose of society. Let they behinds go and come out here and deal with this. You wish your behind that you could go out and play basketball. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Hang with us here. Overtime, DOC and Mad Max right here on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Welcome back. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Doc Walker on a hot microphone. Mad Max getting it going on. And we appreciate all of you to tap in with us on the MGM National Listener Line, 1-800-636-1067. Shout out to Brother Holder. I'm telling you what, man. Can you imagine being in Lou's class, Max? Can you imagine how much fun that is for those students? I really remember the professors that were engaging, that you really, mm-hmm. that related to you and allowed you to express yourself in a way that you connected. You don't connect with all teachers. You don't connect with all people.
Yeah.
But when you have that connection,
it's super meaningful.
Yeah, it does. Especially for educators.
Mm-hmm.
To really understand the students they deal with and interact with and allow them students to grow.
Yeah.
They don't have to be right, but they do have to exert an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And not have their head chopped off or feel like they're inferior.
Right. It gives you that kind of like, I've always felt it gives you like an extra push because you have that somebody who's like in your corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Sanchez is awake. And so these 9 a.m. gigs, which is AWOD's Army, and we shout out to AWOD.
We got a big game today.
But, yeah.
My no Rams. Question. Taking on Mason yeah. at the Siegel Center. Yeah. We got to get this win if we're going to keep our tournament hopes alive.
Talk to me.
Otherwise, we got to win the A-10. I mean, it's going to be... I haven't been really keeping up with it that much throughout the year, but I know we got a good ball team, good ball club. Mason's been having one hell of a year, too. So that's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we just... Dayton just dropped out of Quad 1, I believe. So VCU doesn't have a quad one win anymore, and so they need to get a big one over Mason in order to kind of bolster their resume, because they've dropped a few here and there. But, yeah, I'm excited. Siegel Center, it's going to be bumping. 4 o'clock today. It's going to be, yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic, but we'll see how it goes.
Oh, man, it is good. I shout out to Clarence Goldsboro Jr., my dear friend, a.k.a. Cowboy Clay, and Raj, and to Derek Davis, and to all my dear friends, part of the playoff sensation. The guy's maybe a future Hall of Famer.
He should be. He's been one of the best offensive linemen in the league for a decade almost.
Exactly.
If not more.
Don't he deserve the chance? Let him out.
Yeah.
Give him a chance.
Free him, Jerry.
Yeah. The dude gives you all of that, and all he asks is that he have a chance to go to the playoffs and to win a playoff game and to advance and try to get to a championship game. And then again, he's denied that. They could have pulled something together.
This I mean, happens maybe when you join the Cowboys organization, man.
Well,
you're under the thumb.
There you go. And so then he had no chance of going, who would have thought it? Who would have thought it? Those are the kind of things that concern me. Hell of a player. And now, you know, the kids will come by and they'll, you know, grow up and they'll just, he'll be watching and there'll be that void. There's no way to fill it. No way to fill it. And I'm really concerned about Victor Wembanyama. When you say blood clot,
mm-hmm.
I go, no jokes.
It's scary, man.
Time to shut it down. Time to shut it down.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's an isolated thing like the Spurs say, but, man, like when I was a kid, that big three of Wade, LeBron, and Bosh, and then Bosh just fell off a cliff, and then just ended his career, or his career got ended because of this same blood clot issue. It's It's scary, man. Blood clots are not something you want to mess with.
Yeah, man, it's not a hamstring.
Yeah.
It's not a twisted knee. And it's frightening. It's such an interesting guy to watch. I thought it was a perfect matchup to have him with San Antonio. And then to have the way the team is constructed now and have a mentorship. I just thought it was too good to be true. And then dag nabbit, I'm glad they didn't push the issue. That made me, as Lou would say, make me go, And Bobby Portis, young people out there involved in sports, you never ingest anything, ever, not given to you by the team physician, period. To break, we go on that note. Think about that. We're going to get more in detail with that. Don't forget, Ben Standick, the master of the mock draft, the mock schedule, and one of the hottest podcasts in the country. Ben Standick joins us 10:30, and the Honorable Al Galdi. If the Yankees cannot grow a beard, then we can get Al Galdi to talk about it. We'll be back. Welcome back to Overtime. Doc Walker, Mad Max here. 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. And, you know, Max, we had really nothing to do with it. We were lucky that the weather decided to be kind.
Yeah. I was a little worried about having to come into work on like Wednesday and possibly staying, and then I got called in, and I remember coming home at the beginning of the week, and my dad, he works for the Fairfax County as like a before and after school. He runs one of the programs there.
Okay.
And he's been like very excited about this snow for ever since the projections of like 2 feet dropped. And I'll never forget, like, just kind of coming in saying, hey, and he just looked at me all sad, like, snow's going to be a dud. I just hear the pain in his voice. He's so, so disappointed. But I was quite honestly very happy because I like coming to work, and it's a 20-minute drive on major roadways. So I was relieved.
Yeah, it has different meaning for everybody. I mean, it depends on, I just like the way these people, we get equipped for it, the salt trucks, the whole, you don't know, but people get set up for it, and, you know, it's all good. I remember, again, it's just different. If you grow up in this environment, most kids are, you know, going thumbs up. Did we get school off or not?
Oh, it was the best.
I mean, that's it. People just, you know, thinking about it. And the others, you know, it's just what's on the tube. You know, it's all relevant. But then if there's sporting events involved in it, then it's an issue because, you know, you prepare with timing in mind. You want to be ready for, quote, that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have to readjust that moment, that is difficult. It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's I love hearing people talk about just the difference of timing, you know, like the Maryland game upcoming next week and the timing of it and traffic and whether or not people can get in and out. All those things matter. Now you add some sprinkles in there or some ice or precipitation, game changers.
Yeah.
But in the end, people will find a way. Especially on a college campus.
Oh, they
you would like
yeah.
to think. That built-in audience can find a way to create that atmosphere that is much needed.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get a chance to go in the Coalfield House?
No, I have not.
Okay. Might have been a little, you know, you're a little young for that one, but so every building has its own personality.
And, for sure.
And that's what makes it cool. It's, you know, that's one thing I think that gives Duke, who could afford whatever they wanted to, but the charm and what they have in their building. Why would you mess with that?
Yeah, the vibe of Cameron Indoor is unmatched.
Don't. You just don't. You don't. That's the thing I love about all of this, especially as coaches moving around and changing places and seeing the SEC, how they have emerged as just thumpers. But then again, the tournament will determine the outcome. But you got to admit right now, it's pretty
a lot of good SEC
interesting.
Teams. A lot of good SEC teams.
Yeah, kicking tail right now. A lot of good hoops. Got a lot to look forward to. As we look forward to this next break, as we attack the 10 o'clock hour, standing room only, the mock draft. People want to know, what are the Commanders thinking about? Can you believe it? We went an hour pretty much commander free.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen often nowadays.
No, not around here.
Because the Commanders are smoking hot, jumping out the pot like a lobster. Hang with us right here, DOC Overtime. We'll be right back.